Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, tell us more about the letter.
Well, it was by three of the city council members, not all eight, but three, and that gives you an idea of where the votes are or are not. And basically what they're saying is, look, we are interested in this Howard terminal. We think this is an interesting proposal by the team. We'd like to talk more. And, oh, by the way, we're not so sure about ruling out the Coliseum. We'd like to have a report on why you don't think the Coliseum is going to work. And in the meantime, don't talk to other people, because that's a sign of bad faith. And we're in good faith, and we think that you're making us look like we're in bad faith. It's just, you know, a couple of city council people covering their own A's as this go forward, because there's a good chance that they will not vote for the package as the A's have put it out. And they're saying yes, but with so many buts on it, it's going to drag out for a while and wind up being a no.
So Rebecca Kaplan, the vice mayor, also submitted a request today to put the vote, to put the proposal up for a vote on July 20th, which is what the A's want. They want to vote on this thing by the summer.
They do, but they would like to have a time between now and then to go in and sort of take a look at the deal and go through it and see basically what does Oakland get out of the deal and is it up to standard. You know, a deal like this is huge. This is not just a ballpark. This is a new neighborhood going in at the Port of Oakland, and there's opposition to it, and there's questions about it. There's a question about how much public money is going to be involved. Where is it going to come from? A special tax district? What does that mean? Where could that money be used instead? You know, when you've got a deal of this size, whether you've got to move it, and you've got to move it in a timely manner. And I think both sides have sort of, you know, dropped the ball on this. If you look at the Giants, when they moved to San Francisco and wanted their new ballpark from moving from Candlestick to the downtown, they put it in front of voters, said this is a privately financed plan, this is the deal. They put it in front of the voters, and they got it passed quick. When the 49ers went down to Santa Clara, they put it in front of the voters, they got it approved, boom, that was it. And when the Warriors moved to San Francisco, they got it by the Board of Supervisors approved quick and moved. This thing has been going on for years. They're not putting it to a vote of the people. They're putting it to a vote of the city council. And now the council is saying that after you've negotiated this deal with the mayor, we want to take a look at it because their political skins are on the line. And I'm not sure the A's are up for that. And they're definitely not going to sit back and say, well, we're going to spend another year or whatever time negotiating and dates and this and that. I got a feeling that this is not the best news for A's fans, but it might just be the reality that Oakland doesn't have the muscle or the money to pull this off.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.